Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Merry Christmas, everyone. We count down together here. Welcome in 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You know the numbers. Just hit us with that. We have a great side question. Get your name into the hat. I want to start off with one of the real joys of this year was getting to know Scott Jennings. I just saw the guy rising at CNN, emailed him, he responded, and it's been tremendous, including driving him to the big event as he's nodding off and maybe a bit of snoring and noticing I'm driving with a left foot and a right foot, the two-foot approach. Okay, so Jennings tweets out today, you may not remember, but every time he was on, I talked about the title of his book and how he put in how Trump saved not just the United States or fought for the United States, but Western civilization. He's got a real eye for this stuff. So Politico today, Politico Europe, Jennings sees this quote. They did a big piece saying far right parties, meaning conservatives, are claiming the festive season as their own. What festive season? Recasting Christmas as a marker of Christian civilization that is under threat and positioning themselves as the last line of defense against a supposedly hostile secular left. And also Islam radicals. Islamic radicals, among others, that the secular left overlooks, like Mondami. Jennings puts above his link to this, recasting Christmas as a marker of Christian civilization. What? We're not recasting anything. It always has been, and hopefully it always will be. It is a marker. It is the biggest marker of the year. That's why he wrote the title that Trump was trying to save not just America, America first, but in essence, Western civilization. And he's tried to pump up the Brits and the French, the Germans, probably impossible. Frankfurt Airport, that's another fine for me this year. Man, that airport, let me go off on it. But recasting, we're not recasting anything. It is the marker of Western civilization. It always has been, and as I said, hopefully it always will be. Is it under fire? Of course it's under fire from 1,000 forces. But somehow or another, one of the big stories trying to assess as we head into Christmas and New Year is the surge among young people religiously. So, companion to what I just told you about Politico, here's a headline today from a left-wing outfit that monitors religion. Why Gen Z men are flocking to church. Notice they didn't say women. And we had somebody on yesterday that mentioned this. Men. And the author, a lefty, Eric Sintel, says how grievance culture, gender anxiety, and Theo bros are shaping young male faith. Okay? So they're saying that's why Gen Z, as a group, but particularly you're seeing more men, is flocking to religion, the Charlie Kirk phenomena as part of it. And I think that's accurate. But you see what they're trying to do? The very thing we're complaining about, they're doing when people are trying to bolster Christmas. I mean, this is much more elevated than all that stuff of years ago. You can't say Merry Christmas and all the rest. We've been through that. Bill O'Reilly believes he won that war. I'm not so sure, Bill, on that one. But now, they're gone after. This is not a marker. Well, first of all, you don't want to call it Christmas anyhow. It's holiday trees, holiday season. So what do you care if we think it's the marker of Western civilization? Because they're going after it. That's why. It's the holiday that is of such good spirit, gift-giving, generosity, everything else. I even have a cut from the Jackie Gleason show way back when, Ralph Cramden, breaking character and talking Christmas. Thanks, Mike Opelka, who gave me that. But it is the marker of Western civilization. All right, we're going to talk with a special guest at 12:15. Corey DeAngelis, the master of school choice, is going to break down what's happened this year and what it looks like. One of the big stories in 2026 is there is at least one Democrat governor now who's accepting the money, the governor Polis, who's a bit of a, he's not a moderate, but he's smarter than the other blue state Democrats. He's accepting the big, beautiful bill money for kids to have choice and for parents to have choice about where they're going to go to school. And this is causing a lot of problems because now Josh Shapiro is going to have to decide. Now, I win either way. If Josh Shapiro decides to accept the money, which could be extensive thanks to guys like Dave McCormick, I win because these kids and parents will be free. If he doesn't, as I predict he won't accept, then I win because we are going to go after him on this second to nothing else. What kind of Scrooge would not allow parents and their kids to go to decent schools? I think that's where Josh Shapiro is going to go because of the teacher union, Matt Bradford, and a million other things. All right, so it's a season of celebration. Family, that's going to be the side question. I'll give it to you in a moment. And yet, Jennings catching him on this. We're trying to recast it as the marker of Western civilization. Yes, it is the marker of Western civilization. And it's not just the secular left. It's guys like Mondami. It's those who want Sharia law in this country. It's those that continue to not want to assimilate. That's one of the biggest stories of 2025 going into 2026, without a doubt. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. We have Corey DeAngelis, then we'll take your answers. I thought today an angle I don't think we've ever done per se. You guys don't have to answer yet. You can hear it then give your answer after Corey DeAngelis. Is Christmas not just Western civilization? It's about families. It's about coming home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Although we haven't done this Christmas season, and I've just listened to the previous show, we have to play Baby It's Cold Outside, one of my all-time favorites. It's lovely. It's not a rape song or anything else. It's the dance of couples. Remember the whole thing on that? It's still going on there. They won't play Baby, It's Cold Outside. Just a beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, there's peach schnapps or something like that involved here. We'll get to all that. All right, but it's family. So I want to go on the side question, get your name into the hat. Remember, don't just call in, blurt something out. It's all in the call. You have to develop it. Hit us with the all-time family, and there are hundreds of them. Real or fictional? I have two that are fictional that I really like that are both kind of understated but magical. One of them is a little bit, I'm trying to think, I did interview Winnie Cooper. I forget her real name, but that's a character she played. The Wonder Years is a fabulous, and even the new Wonder Years, I think was pretty well done. And the other is Patricia Heaton, The Middle. That family, it was an understated, it was funny, she was funny, but it was also very real. So any kind of family that's fictional or real, of course, the Trump family, stuff like that, you know, that's always out of bounds. The Holy family, out of bounds. You can't win with the Bible, you can't win with Trump. We don't get into those things. Hit us right now with that. And remember, if you've never called in before, you have some time today. It's all in the call. Now, Corey DeAngelis is really the guru of anything to do with school choice or schools. He was just yesterday on a lot of shows talking about in California, they've just ruled against California's rule that the school can hide a kid who wants to be called by different pronouns in school and or doing something else outside his biological identity. They said, no, you can't tell teachers they can't disclose that to parents. Of course, parents should know. We'll get into that and a bunch of other things, but get in early. Don't let them take the good ones. Real or fictional, 855-839-1210.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, one of the all-time great guests that we just started having on in 2025, Corey DeAngelis. Corey is a PhD, visiting fellow, American Institute for Economic Research. He is a senior fellow, the Reason Foundation, nice libertarian there. National best-selling author, The Parent Revolution, which is still out there, still available. I recommend it highly. And somebody we talked to about all things schools, I told you yesterday on his Twitter, I saw that California, we had a judge rule. Hey, you can't be hiding a kid transitioning or aiding and abetting that. You just can't do it. Under what guise do the parents not have supremacy over this? Let's go to Corey DeAngelis here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Corey, Merry Christmas, special Christmas Eve when we have you. Thanks for joining us. Okay, a little issue here. All right. Hey, Corey, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, Merry Christmas. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Thanks, Corey. So, Corey, yesterday, following your Twitter, we see that California, a judge, commonsensically has ruled, and this is California, it's not the red state, that you cannot aid and abet transitioning or what appears to be transitioning, hiding that from the parents. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, this is a huge win. This is from December 22nd, so just a couple days ago, and it's the Mirabelli versus Olson case out of California. There were some conservative school districts in California a couple of years ago that were passing policies for transparency. So basically what they said is if there's a gender transitioning happening behind the backs of parents, that can't happen. You have to be open and honest with parents. You got to have that open line of communication and tell them if something's going on, if their child wants to go by a different name at school. If Brian wants to go by Brianna at school, you got to tell the parents about these things. And in their infinite wisdom, the California Democrats at the state level, their attorney general, Rob Bonta, and their governor, of course, Gavin Newsom, they didn't like this, that there was some local control going on that school districts were saying, well, let's have parents be part of the conversation. So they ruled at the state level in their legislature after filing lawsuits as well against these local school districts. They put legislation in to mandate that teachers keep secrets from parents. I mean, this is totally unconstitutional. It thankfully went to this district court in California, and we won the other day, where the judge ruled that there was a trifecta of harm here. One, obviously, there's harm being done to the child. They don't know what's going on. They're being confused at this very young age. And they're having secrets being kept from their adults in their lives, their parents who should be the most trusted people in their lives. And then they're having the school system wedge themselves between the relationship between the child and parents. So these kids might need mental health services at a very young age to start to figure these things out. So that's the first piece of harm there being done to the child. The second piece of harm that the judge ruled was that this is obvious harm being done to parents. This is their children, mm-hmm. not the government's. So you're taking people's children away. And then three, the third arm of harm happening when you keep secrets from parents is that you're forcing teachers to go against their values, to go out of their way to keep secrets from parents. So this is great news. It only applies to California for now, but it's great precedent being set all across the country for other cases to be heard and ruled in the same way if, God forbid, there's secrets being kept in other states as well. It's crazy that this has been going on this long in California itself. But I will say, Dom, this is a great step in the right direction, but we also need school choice as another piece of the solution too, because why should you have to go to a court to try to figure all this stuff out as a parent? Maybe you just want to say, hey, California's spending $20,000 a kid. Why can't I take that $20,000 to send my kid to a private school that I trust, that's aligned with my values, that's not going behind my back? Why can't I just homeschool my kid? Why can't I keep my property tax money and stop sending it to the government for a school I don't want to use that's trying to keep secrets from me? So school choice needs to be the next step in the fight to truly secure parental rights. This is a obvious win in the courts, but we need leverage on the part of the parents, too.
I can tell you love laying out that word, the trifecta, because I've heard it yesterday from you doing the podcast and today. So, yes, a trifecta here, Corey. You mentioned 20 grand, California. Pennsylvania is now up to 23 plus. And Pennsylvania had one of the biggest school choice stories because of the prominence of the governor. And in 2026, I would argue he is going to be a focal point, at least for me. And you're pretty savvy to Pennsylvania is the ultimate swing state. We're talking about in the big, beautiful bill, this money would not be taken from the public schools where we're spending even more this year in Pennsylvania. It's essentially free money from the taxpayers for school choice. And Governor Polis, who's a Democrat, might run for president, might be their VP choice. He has signed off that he's going to use that money.
Yeah, look, we just heard from the U.S. Treasury. So Christmas came early this year, and now it's Christmas Eve. But we found out the other day that the Treasury announced that starting on January 1st, states can officially opt in to Trump's new nationwide school choice program that passed part of the big, beautiful bill. A lot of people didn't see this. It kind of went under the radar. People were looking at the other tax breaks and stuff that were happening. But now individual state governors have the choice, regardless of what their legislature says, whether the House or Senate want to do it in the state. The governor, the decision is squarely in their hands to opt their states into the new federal school choice program. What does it do? It's a federal tax credit. So any family, regardless of whether your governor opts in or not, can donate to these scholarships, and you can get a $1,700 tax credit for doing so, but you can only benefit from those scholarships. Kids can only receive those scholarships in your state if your governor opts in. So we've had five red state governors say, you know, we're going to do it already, even though January 1st hasn't come around, including Texas and Tennessee and some other Republican governors that already said they're going to do it. Three Democrat governors kind of had a knee-jerk reaction with Trump derangement syndrome and said, oh, no, we're not going to do it. That was Oregon, Wisconsin, and one other. And then, Jared Polis, he is the first Democrat to say, you know what, it would make no sense. I would be shooting myself in the foot if I didn't opt in, because it would allow my constituents, if I don't opt in, they'd be subsidizing scholarships in red states like Texas and Florida, who are my political opponents. Why would I allow that to happen? So Jared Polis made a smart decision, even though he's made a lot of teachers union aligned decisions in the past. He saw the writing on the wall here and said, this is a smart political decision. We're going to expand school choice. We're not taking money from the public schools. And it's a federal tax credit. It's a win-win solution. I thought Josh Shapiro was going to be first, Dom, because Josh Shapiro pretended he supported school choice when he was running for governor back in 2022.
That's right.
He told everybody he supports Lifeline scholarships. And now, all of a sudden, he can't blame the legislature anymore, which is what he did in the past, to try to have his cake and eat it too. But now the decision is in the hands of Josh Shapiro, and he can't blame the majority leader in the House anymore.
I'm counting down the seconds on this, as you can tell. It's one of my avocations to follow this guy way back to when he was right here in Philadelphia, Corey. We jousted. I was doing overnights. He was just running for office. That's, I don't know how many years ago, but every move he makes, this guy's dangerous. Corey, to that point, too, I looked it up yesterday. We were talking about this. It's about 69,000 people who applied for these scholarships in Pennsylvania. There was not enough money. They're unfilled. They're on a waiting list. And I bet others gave up because they were told about that. There's probably another, 150,000, 200,000 potential in Pennsylvania who do want to do this.
That's exactly right. I mean, when Louisiana first opened their school choice program just the other year, they had 6% of their entire school age population immediately apply. You look at places like North Carolina, right when they opened the floodgates, 50,000 people on a wait list. Arizona, they broke the government website. They went from 10,000 to 100,000 kids once they opened the applications up to everyone in the state. So Texas, you know, my home state, we're probably going to have over 200,000 people on a waiting list after looking at kind of the application rates in other states. So Pennsylvania, you're right. When people see a waiting list, they kind of get discouraged. And so that's not a true measure of the demand of how many people actually want the program, because if they see there's already 20,000 people on the waiting list, they kind of get discouraged, right? And they figure, well, I'm going to have to wait until that wait list is cleared until I can get the opportunity too. And so this is another reason why Pennsylvania should opt in. It's only allowing more money to flow into the state, could be even coming from other states if they don't opt in. Let's say Gavin Newsom doesn't opt in and Josh Shapiro does. Well, you can start getting that money even from California residents, because for the taxpayer, I mean, this is a no-brainer too, because you can donate the $1,700. You're getting not just a tax benefit, you're getting a dollar-for-dollar tax credit, meaning you're no financially worse off, and you get the choice of where to send your own money, either to the government or to scholarships. And so whether that $1,700 going to a kid to go to get a better education, mm-hmm. or whether it's going to go down the drain to the DMV or some other federal program that just flushes it down the toilet, it is a dollar for dollar tax credit. So that's a big win for the donor, but it's, you know, the bigger win is obviously for the kid getting that, you know, a lifetime of better opportunities and a life out of poverty and getting a better school.
Absolutely. We're talking with Corey DeAngelis and his book, Parent Revolution, so popular, the cover was captured frame by frame by Randy Weingarten in her book on fascism. She, you're living rent-free in her head.
That's right. I don't know if she's trying to call me a fascist or what. My book is called The Parent Revolution. The word parent is in red. And in her book, the title, the only word in red is fascist. So is she calling parents fascist? It kind of seems to be the case, because that parents threaten the unions more than anything else, because they're kind of playing tug of war with each other over their children. And look, parents are going to win because it's their kids. You don't mess with a mama bear or papa bear. And the teachers unions, you know, they don't even really represent teachers really well, because the money's not going to the classroom. It's going towards the administrators. Mm-hmm. It's going towards the superintendents making way too much money for doing nothing, for failing kids year after year. And so I'd like to tell teachers they should opt out of the union as soon as they can and join alternatives like the Teacher Freedom Alliance. They can do it for free now. How about you send the union a Christmas gift by opting out this year, joining Teacher Freedom Alliance, getting that liability protection insurance for free from them. And Randy Weingarten, who makes over $500,000 a year, she's the Grinch, basically, and she won't be very happy about that.
Absolutely. Tell us the Parent Revolution, too. Give us the thesis and what you go through in the book, Corey.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about all the wins. We're winning so much, I'm almost getting tired of winning. And the unions overplayed their hand during COVID. They closed the schools, and they woke up parents like we've never seen before. And Donald Trump, the president, actually endorsed the book. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth endorsed it as well. You can get it on Amazon now. It's about 45% off. Get it while it's hot. Christmas special. It's called The Parent Revolution. It'll give you a lot of optimism. Look, we've had a lot of victories. 18 states going all in on school choice in the past 4 years alone. Milton Friedman's idea of having the money follow the child is finally coming to fruition right before our eyes. And it's people like Randy Weingarten's fault. I mean, it's her own fault for showing families during the school closures that they were focused more on politics than education. They're focused more on the LGBTs than the ABCs. They're just so entrenched in their injecting politics into the classroom. And most parents, even Democrats, are like, you know what, maybe I just want my kid to learn how to read and write and do math. And, you know, if there's these other topics that are sensitive, maybe I want to teach that at home. So this isn't just it's not a conservative versus liberal issue. It's more of a parent versus, you know, communist issue. You know, you have these people who think that they own your kids when they really don't. And the Parent Revolution tells the story of how the parents finally said enough and started winning. They made their voices heard at the school board meetings, at the ballot box as well. And some politicians are saying, you know what, if we want to keep our jobs, we better listen to those parents.
Absolutely. And Corey, thank you. I don't know how you can squeeze so many of these things into one person, but what a find, the relationship with you in 2025. And again, big stuff, 2026. Where do we follow you on Twitter, Corey?
Yeah, you can follow me on X. It's at DeAngelis Corey. You can get the Parent Revolution basically anywhere. And check it out.
Corey, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, as always.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Good talking to you. Merry Christmas.
Corey DeAngelis here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You can give me your reaction to that. And again, this is one of the big stories of the big, beautiful bill, the no tax on tips and all that. But the school choice part of it, and Josh Shapiro, I'm betting he won't take the money. Matt Bradford won't take it. Let him take it. The teachers' unions. Come on, Josh. You don't need to read anything more. It's pretty simple. Don't let him complicate it. He doesn't want to do it. I'm praying he doesn't do it, because Stacey Garrity has told me, and you've heard her, we're going to go to town on him every single second with that. Who would not want kids to have opportunity? Josh Shapiro and his buddies. They're more concerned about the adults, the teachers' unions. All right, side question, and we'll get Kirk's and John's in a minute. Let's go to Ronnie in Warminster to start off. All-time family, real or fictional? Christmas is about families, the homecoming, the whole deal. Let's go to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie, Merry Christmas. What's your family? Ronnie?
When I was a kid, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Ronnie, go right ahead.
Okay. Merry Christmas. So when I was a kid, I loved watching family, and I wanted to be in that family.
Okay.
The Lawrence family.
Ah, okay. Why?
Just because I had a dysfunctional family, and okay. I just watched them, and I loved like how the parents like talked to their kids.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Ronnie, thank you. Thanks for kicking it off. The Lawrence family. Okay, I don't know them as well as I might some others, but I know of it. Okay, that's what we're looking for. Real or fictional, hit us with the all-time family. 855-839-1210. You can get on board with that. As I said, Scott Jennings, even on Christmas Eve, out there looking at this preposterous Politico Europe. Yeah, these conservatives are trying to recast Christmas as the marker of Western civilization. Well, of course it is. What else is the marker, if not Christmas? It is the big guy. It's beyond just the religiosity of it. It's the whole underpinning of it. And that's what it's about. They're not just attacking America. Scott Jennings, way ahead of the curve. They're attacking Western civilization. And that's where the Islamist threat comes in. That's where this guy in New York with the global intifada comes in. That's why in Europe, as we speak, there are police barricades up all over the place, sluicing people into safe areas to celebrate Christmas in public because they're afraid of being attacked. And we're recasting that. No, we're not. We're just celebrating it as always. We're not recasting anything. You're the ones that have recast it with all your holiday trees and holiday celebrations. 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next. First, imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. Well, with Rescue, that feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, it's 800-262-5483 or online, RES-Q.com for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, time to your Dano show. Merry Christmas. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Side questions today. It's all in the call. Give us that family, real or fictional, and why that family you think has everything that you like about a family. There are hundreds of them, particularly on the TV side. I'll give you a couple of mine fictional. We'll take yours, get your name into the hat. And you heard Corey DeAngelis. It's going to be big. Of course, the rest of the big, beautiful bill. You know, I almost wish today were January 2nd, whatever it kicks in. Counting down the hours. Eggs, Brooke Rollins tweets out today, the agriculture secretary, are now, I think it was 0.94 cents, 0.946. They have it down to that. Under a dollar, the price of eggs. So that's good. And, you know, we got to see other areas. On the affordability thing, you know what I want. I think you want it too. The message, and let's give it a month or two when the big, beautiful bill kicks in and people see their tax refunds, et cetera, is going to be great. Just an acknowledgement, just to say we're separating from Biden. We see on the horizon, it's not going to be the Titanic hitting an iceberg like Biden, but we're acknowledging right now people are anxious a bit about it. Nothing wrong with that. We understand that. Just say stuff like that. No, we're not going to do it in some quarters. That's the advice President Trump is getting, I assume. Acknowledge it. Continue to point out what Biden did and where we're headed. The clock is ticking on the midterms. And again, Democrat hatred is going to be at maximum level, just like it was in Jersey and Virginia and the off-year elections. We have to counter that with the good news, the connection to voters, and the better news over the horizon. Let me go to David, Lexington, South Carolina. David, great race, the runner-up slot in the caller of the year. Next year, you got your feet wet. You'll be in the big game again.
Absolutely. I do want to congratulate Robert. It was a fun time. I'm just happy to be part of it. So I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you did a great job, too. And those voters from Indiana, we have to, you know, syndicate the show to Indiana.
Right.
So many of them there. Yeah.
Well, I've got cousins there. That's where those were. Those are my cousins.
That works.
A lot of cousins in Indiana. Yeah.
You know, Dom, on this affordability thing, my mother is a big-time liberal ever since my dad died. And her best friend from back to her days at Easton High School is up there in Bath. And she keeps filling my mom's head with all these, you know, nonsense stuff and everything. You know, Trump's going to take away your Social Security and all this stuff. And my mother has a very stable income. She gets my dad's pension and Social Security. Very stable person. And every year she writes a big check to Uncle Sam. I've already talked to her tax guy. He said she's absolutely going to see a difference this year. So I can't wait for that. I'm just itching for that day.
Hey, and David, I'll let you, since you brought it up, you be the first. I'll hold off because I know you'll write it down and do it. When we have the number, I want to flood where we reach 38 states and Canada with those numbers, like your mom's number. Mm-hmm. Wow, look at this difference year over year. That's what we have to do.
Well, and it went up under Biden, much he had to write. And I said, Mom, this is the check you get to write for all those things you think should be free.
Right.
You get to pay for those things. I mean, point blank. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that day. I'm not going to be rude to her, but I'm going to point out, this is Trump. This is the guy your best friend says is evil and hates you and wants to take everything from you. So I'm looking forward to that day. But, no, it's going to be a lot better come January when that thing kicks in. As for my financer today, Don, I'm going to go outside the box like I typically do. But this is a real thing. We call it the WootTube, YouTube chat for WPHT. We are a family, and it's crazy. Like, we have the crazy uncle, the weird cousins. We have them all. We even have the grumpy old Uncle Greg, you know, Greg Stein.
So, he's not wrong about that. All.
Yeah. That is a good one. So, yeah, well, you know, Greg Stocker was well ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. Most places, like down the hall, didn't do YouTube until we did it.
Right. Yep. But that's a family, so I'll go with that one today.
All right. Thank you, David. Thank you. That is outside the box. That's a good one. All right, 855-839-1210. So, Kirk, who's your family today?
So, mine, I got to go with the classic family. I'm going with the Kennedys. Robert Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, JFK Jr., Eunice Kennedy, Caroline Kennedy. The list goes on and on and on.
And what's the appeal of the Kennedys?
It's storied because it's like, you have like Camelot, and they were so immersive in public service, like the entire
Marilyn Monroe servicing. Yeah, but
So I guess that's kind of a storied history.
Okay. Oh, it is the most prominent American family. Mm-hmm. Some would argue Trump now. I still think you can tell the allure, though, has dropped off. The knockoff Kennedys,
right?
Like the they're really down the trail.
Exactly right.
They're back a bit with RFK Jr., mm-hmm. even though he's been kicked out. So,
right.
Yeah.
That. See, that was like kind of ironic because, you know, he was running as an independent.
Right.
And, you know, he was shunned from the entire family.
Right.
So, you know, but now he's not even, I don't think he's welcomed any holiday dinners, I don't think.
Oh, no, they're not. They're not going to have any. No. Can you imagine? Yeah. No way. Yeah. That's not happening with
the
enemies.
Not.
All right, John, how about yours?
Well, Dom, I want to first say that you have gained a lot of respect from me from taking the hex off the board from the middle. I love that show. That's my favorite show. I was going to say that.
All right.
But I got to go with the Waltons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He picked it because I was just about to say it, too.
I think the Waltons, you know, it used to be Leave It to Beaver way back when. The Waltons do this without anything where you feel corny or forced.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
It's just simple.
The whole thing is real. Yeah.
You know, and in the middle, they had an episode about having a simple Christmas, and I think you can take a lot out of the Waltons' book with simplicity and just being together.
Wait a minute. Is that another product placement for your tree farm business, or what? Is that what's going on?
The crystal ball, the eight ball says yes.
The Yardley business, yes. Yeah, all right, don't think I don't see product placement. Product placement's great. Yeah. I would be in here with a race car uniform of Dr. Benz right
there
across here. That's what we ought to come up with. I tell these guys all the time.
Yeah.
Mulligan's up and down.
There you go.
All right, 855-839-1210. Get in. All right, those are real good ones. Potential winners. Hit us with that all-time family, real or fictional. It's all in the call. David, outside the box, that's a really good one. Scott Jennings today, though, the star to me, catching this, there's a Politico Europe. And the spin of those on the left today is they don't like men going to church and are Gen Z, claiming they're only doing it out of bro culture and grievance and wanting to feel better about themselves and victimhood. Yeah, I don't want to play into the victimhood too much. I kind of walk that line. But J.D. Vance is right. The DEI and the rest of it has attacked American men. And who in the world is a straight white male that proudly is with the Democrat Party? Very few. They only want your vote. They don't want anything else about it. They want to use you as a punchline. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time family.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand, on demand.
All right, cute song, not among the worst here, Christmas songs. Don G or Dano show. I just saw this, and we have a final recounting. $18.7 million poured into this year's Pennsylvania Supreme Court retention races. Good for Scott Presler. You may be wondering where Scott is. He's a little bit on R&R. Feeling fine. Talk with him. Merry Christmas and all that. Hopefully be back with us, January 5th, that Monday, to tell us what he's going to do next. But he's the one that drove a sleepy race into Democrats frantically having to defend it. And I would tell you this, if it were other off-year election, this year it was obvious they were determined to storm out and to savage President Trump. They can't do that. So they went after everything else they could. And they're going to try to do it again in the midterms. In other words, he put that on the map. If it had been a regular off-year election, we might have had a chance. But with the tsunami of hatred driven to get at Trump, that's all they want to do, just tear him apart, it became impossible. So I wasn't surprised at that. I'm still surprised at the Cetarelli, Mikey Sherrill thing. Still ridiculous, that kind of loss for a guy who ran his heart out, ran a great campaign. That's all about Trump, too. Virginia, similar sort of result. But tough, tough race. We don't want to have that again at the end of this year. That's why affordability is the key thing to tamp that down. And then all the benefits of the big, beautiful bill kick in, and we got to win. All right, all-time family today is what we're looking for, real or fictional. Christmas, after all, is the time of the family. Coming up, life coach Kamala Harris with her advice for young women. Something about you want a Friday guy, but you also want a Sunday guy. And yes, there is the obligatory long, long cackle here. That is unbelievable. Women have certain things they have to watch when they're in politics. Men, the same thing. But the cackle, Kamala Harris has that down. I would advise her just no laughing. Just pretend like you don't know what a laugh is when she runs again, which I think she is. All right, Alan in Hamilton. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Alan. Who do you have today?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Alan.
Okay, Merry Christmas, but I want the Anderson family. Father knows best.
Okay, tell us why.
That was the perfect family at that time. We've learned other things since then, but there was no outsiders, and we took it from there, and that's why what Father knows best, that would be me, and I wouldn't make the mistakes that I made.
All right. Thank you, Alan, very much. Thanks for that explanation. By the way, the Wall Street Journal names Philadelphia in 2026 to be the number one destination. Well, I think that's probably because of America 250 and all the rest of it. You know, and do I have to set it up? Can you imagine the founding fathers being with us 250 years and they look at a place like Philadelphia? They happen upon Thomas Jefferson wakes up, Larry Krasner. Yeah, that's what we've wrought. But think of the genius. Need I underline all the time, and I will this coming year, the genius of the Electoral College. How I love the Electoral. It's one of my favorite things, of course. Because under the Electoral College, you have proportionality. You have the big states. They get the votes. But you have the small states that still have some say in this. And you can't just campaign in the population centers and win. You have to snag these swing states, and you have to take, back in the day, it used to be more and more swing states. But the electoral, and the fact, this, it's a year old now, that President Trump won the popular vote, that ought to give pause to Democrats, really, deep down. The reason they're not pausing is this. They know they have a word that is going to see them through 2026, affordability. They can thank Mandami for that. Now, we all know, the media aside, who caused the affordability crisis. Who did all that? Joe Biden. Remember that? I did that on all the negative stuff. But at least they have the word. They have a theme. They have something to rally around. Prior to that, they didn't. They know. They have people that are deranged. They just want to get at Trump. That's all that they want to do. They can't get him. They want to tear apart anybody remotely that they say is connected to that. Is that enough to win the midterms? Sadly, it is, with the willing accomplices in the media. That's all that you need. What did they have prior to the shock of that night? I don't think they had affordability. We were not using that term, having that feeling that that was going to be their Trump card, so to speak. So they do have it now. Republicans don't have to completely negate that. All they have to do is show empathy on this and message when all the benefits in 2026, tax relief, no tax on tips, hopefully the uptick in all these jobs coming in with all the investment, just messaging that and continuing to hammer that, sticking on that message. What President Trump has to do, though, and he's the only one that can do it, convince the Trump voters, yeah, even though I'm not on the ballot, I am on the ballot. Now, they're trying to do something with this, and I kind of like it. I don't think it's a panacea. This is hard. Susie Wild saying, we are going to run as a national party, the Trump Party. Trump's name is on the ballot. You get that, reluctant voters? Trump's name is on the ballot. I mean, what would happen if Trump just did one of these things? All right, he's entertaining. Then he stops a rally and goes, and you know what? I'm sick and tired of this. But let's just have a talk here. You got to get out and vote. What the heck is up with that? Why do we have to beg these people? That's why politics is hard. You have to beg a bunch of people in their own interests. Won't get off the couch and vote. They hate the mail-in ballot, but they don't want to show up on election day either. He's the only one that's going to connect those dots. If we do connect those dots, like in 2024, we're going to win. If we don't, then I don't see how we win, because their voters are going to turn out. You know it, and I know it. And I hate to have to rely on a bunch of people that don't want to vote. But in 2016, we saw them come out. Can they convince them? That's what they're trying, and I commend them for at least trying that. I think it takes heart-to-heart from President Trump making the point, not just they'll impeach me and stop everything, but saying to him, are you kidding me? Look at all that I've done. And you're still not going to get up and vote? Well, you're not on the ballot. Shut up. How much of this do we have to endure? Well, that's what big tents are all about. These people, though, don't want to build any of the tent. They don't even want to come into it, really. It's maddening. It's got to be difficult to be a politician and have to deal with that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Coming up, Media Research Center, the very best, has a look at some of the worst takes of 2025. Pretty funny stuff. But first, life coach Kamala Harris, taking a look at young women and what kind of guy do you want to be with? Do you want to be with a Friday night guy or a Sunday morning guy? Complete with cackles, all straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
The Board from the Middle. I love that show. That's my favorite show.
I was
going to say that.
All right.
But I got to go with the Waltons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He picked it because I was just about to say it too.
I think the Waltons, you know, it used to be Leave It to Beaver way back when. The Waltons do this without anything where you feel corny or forced.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
It's just simple.
The whole thing is real. Yeah.
You know, and in the middle, they had an episode about having a simple Christmas. And I think you can take a lot out of the Waltons book with simplicity and just being together.
Wait a minute. Is that another product placement for your tree farm business or what? Is that what's going on?
The crystal ball, the eight ball says yes.
The Yardley business, yes. Yeah, all right, don't think I don't see product placement. Product placement's great. Yeah. I would be in here with a race car uniform of Dr. Benz right
there
across here. That's what we ought to come up with. I tell these guys all the time.
Yeah.
Mulligans up and down.
There you go.
All right, 855-839-1210. Get in. All right, those are real good ones. Potential winners. Hit us with that all-time family, real or fictional. It's all in the call. David, outside the box, that's a really good one. Scott Jennings today, though, the star to me, catching this, there's a Politico Europe. And the spin of those on the left today is they don't like men going to church and are Gen Z, claiming they're only doing it out of bro culture and grievance and wanting to feel better about themselves and victimhood. Yeah, I don't want to play into the victimhood too much. I kind of walk that line. But J.D. Vance is right. The DEI and the rest of it has attacked American men. And who in the world is a straight white male that proudly is with the Democrat Party? Very few. They only want your vote. They don't want anything else about it. They want to use you as a punchline. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time family.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand. On demand.
All right, cute song, not among the worst here. Christmas songs. Don G or Dan O show. I just saw this, and we have a final recounting. $18.7 million poured into this year's Pennsylvania Supreme Court retention races. Good for Scott Presler. You may be wondering where Scott is. He's a little bit on R&R. Feeling fine. Talk with him. Merry Christmas and all that. Hopefully be back with us, January 5th, that Monday, to tell us what he's going to do next. But he's the one that drove a sleepy race into Democrats frantically having to defend it. And I would tell you this, if it were other off-year election, this year it was obvious they were determined to storm out and to savage President Trump. They can't do that. So they went after everything else they could. And they're going to try to do it again in the midterms. In other words, he put that on the map. If it had been a regular off-year election, we might have had a chance. But with the tsunami of hatred driven to get at Trump, that's all they want to do, just tear him apart, it became impossible. So I wasn't surprised at that. I'm still surprised at the Cetarelli, Mikey Sherrill thing. Still ridiculous, that kind of loss for a guy who ran his heart out, ran a great campaign. That's all about Trump, too. Virginia, similar sort of result. But tough, tough race. We don't want to have that again at the end of this year. That's why affordability is the key thing to tamp that down. And then all the benefits of the big, beautiful bill kick in, and we got to win. All right, all-time family today is what we're looking for, real or fictional. Christmas, after all, is the time of the family. Coming up, life coach, Kamala Harris, with her advice for young women. Something about you want a Friday guy, but you also want a Sunday guy. And yes, there is the obligatory long, long cackle here. That is unbelievable. You know, women have certain things they have to watch when they're in politics. Men, the same thing. But the cackle, Kamala Harris has that down. I would advise her just no laughing. Just pretend like you don't know what a laugh is when she runs again, which I think she is. All right, Alan in Hamilton. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Alan. Who do you have today?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Alan.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. But I want the Anderson family. Father knows best.
Okay, tell us why.
That was the perfect family at that time. We've learned other things since then, but there was no outsiders, and we took it from there, and that's why like Father knows best. That would be me, and I wouldn't make the mistakes that I made.
All right. Thank you, Alan, very much. Thanks for that explanation. By the way, the Wall Street Journal names Philadelphia in 2026 to be the number one destination. Well, I think that's probably because of America 250 and all the rest of it. You know, and do I have to set it up? Can you imagine the founding fathers being with us 250 years and they look at a place like Philadelphia? They happen upon Thomas Jefferson wakes up, Larry Krasner. Yeah, that's what we've wrought. But think of the genius. Need I underline all the time, and I will this coming year, the genius of the Electoral College. How I love the Electoral. It's one of my favorite things, of course. Because under the Electoral College, you have proportionality. You have the big states. They get the votes. But you have the small states that still have some say in this. And you can't just campaign in the population centers and win. You have to snag these swing states, and you have to take back in the day, it used to be more and more swing states. But the electoral and the facts, well, it's a year old now, that President Trump won the popular vote. That ought to give pause to Democrats, really, deep down. The reason they're not pausing is this. They know they have a word that is going to see them through 2026, affordability. They can thank Mandami for that. Now, we all know, the media aside, who caused the affordability crisis. Who did all that? Joe Biden. Remember that? I did that on all the negative stuff. But at least they have the word. They have a theme. They have something to rally around. Prior to that, they didn't. They know. They have people that are deranged. They just want to get at Trump. That's all that they want to do. They can't get him. They want to tear apart anybody remotely that they say is connected to that. Is that enough to win the midterms? Sadly, it is, with the willing accomplices in the media. That's all that you need. What did they have prior to the shock of that night? I don't think they had affordability. We were not using that term, having that feeling that that was going to be their Trump card, so to speak. So they do have it now. Republicans don't have to completely negate that. All they have to do is show empathy on this and message when all the benefits in 2026, tax relief, no tax on tips, hopefully the uptick in all these jobs coming in with all the investment, just messaging that and continuing to hammer that, sticking on that message. What President Trump has to do, though, and he's the only one that can do it, convince the Trump voters, yeah, even though I'm not on the ballot, I am on the ballot. Now, they're trying to do something with this, and I kind of like it. I don't think it's a panacea. This is hard. Susie Wild saying, we are going to run as a national party, the Trump Party. Trump's name is on the ballot. You get that, reluctant voters? Trump's name is on the ballot. I mean, what would happen if Trump just did one of these things? All right, he's entertaining. Then he stops a rally and goes, and you know what? I'm sick and tired of this. But let's just have a talk here. You got to get out and vote. What the heck is up with that? Why do we have to beg these people? That's why politics is hard. You have to beg a bunch of people in their own interests won't get off the couch and vote. They hate the mail-in ballot, but they don't want to show up on election day either. He's the only one that's going to connect those dots. If we do connect those dots, like in 2024, we're going to win. If we don't, then I don't see how we win, because their voters are going to turn out. You know it, and I know it. And I hate to have to rely on a bunch of people that don't want to vote. But in 2016, we saw them come out. Can they convince them? That's what they're trying, and I commend them for at least trying that. I think it takes heart-to-heart from President Trump making the point, not just they'll impeach me and stop everything, but saying to him, are you kidding me? Look at all that I've done. And you're still not going to get up and vote? Well, you're not on the ballot. Shut up. How much of this do we have to endure? Well, that's what big tents are all about. These people, though, don't want to build any of the tent. They don't even want to come into it, really. It's maddening. It's got to be difficult to be a politician and have to deal with that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Coming up, Media Research Center, the very best, has a look at some of the worst takes of 2025. Pretty funny stuff. But first, life coach Kamala Harris, taking a look at young women and what kind of guy do you want to be with? Do you want to be with a Friday night guy or a Sunday morning guy? Complete with cackles, all straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.